30-year career in TV and radio presentation, production and training. Also a bit of voiceover work as well. Voice up a few adverts too. And that is why I thought I would bring you some of the hints and tips and tricks and techniques to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. And today we're talking about, as we have been for a couple of days now, and we will over the next couple of days, about what is in the brief. Now, the brief is the document which you get as the voiceover artist and also the director, the producer, the sound people, the client, the agency. Everyone gets a copy of the brief, which outlines various aspects of what the campaign is about and what they're trying to get you to reflect in your voice. We've spoken about a couple of factors, which will be a couple of elements, which will be on the brief yesterday. A couple more today on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice. So the brief will also show, hopefully, if not, you can politely ask, where will this recording be played? Now, again, this information can change your tone as a voice actor, because if you know it's for TV or radio or cinema, then you may have your voice in one way, or if it's going to be played in an airport lounge, it could be another way. Yeah? Radio is much more of a kind of one-to-one experience. A cinema is very much a one-to-many experience. Yeah, an airport lounge, you're going to be picturing people listening to you in a completely different environment, quite obviously. That could very easily change your tone, your style. Yeah, it could be a corporate script for a video that every staff member will see alone at their desk and maybe hear through headphones. And therefore, your style is going to be completely different. Yeah, something which is going to be played on a big screen in front of 100 people, even though they're learning exactly the same thing, your voice, your presentation style and all of those elements that we spoke about in some detail about 6 months ago are going to be different than if you're going to be actually talking directly to one person in their ears at their desk or at home. Yeah, it's going to be different. For example, okay, let's give you an example of this. A voiceover for the blood donation service may at first sound quite serious. Yeah, you're saving people's lives. But it may be targeted at first-time donors, maybe those in their teens or 20s. And so, as an introduction, the tone may be actually quite light. You're explaining to people what they'll have to do, how it's going to help people. Yeah, it's not too heavy. But it may be a script to be heard over animated characters, perhaps with a cartoon Dracula or something like that, in which case you may have to put on a voice. It may be cartoonish and light and attractive to that kind of audience and demographic. Or it may be a voiceover about a graphic real-life scene of a car crash, and this is why your donation is important. It could be purely informational. This is what's going to happen when you turn up to the unit on the day. Or it may have a shock factor. Or it may be to instill pride and patriotism among potential volunteers. There could be a crisis in the health service this year. You can do your bit to help save the lives of other people in your community. It may be shown early evening on TV between soaps or before an 18 certificate film in the cinema. And as you can imagine, and as I've explained with some of those, all of these factors would cause a slight change in your voice. Its tone, pace, projection, formality, indeed all of those different factors, as I say, that we've looked at over the series of these podcast episodes. So think, who is going to hear your voice and where they're going to hear your voice. Some more elements, some more information that hopefully are going to be included in your briefs tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.